In September, the state announced it was beginning a comprehensive energy audit of the Empire State Plaza, which is home to the state capitol, the legislative office building, a performing arts venue, and a handful of towering state agency buildings. The review is intended to map out a plan that will reduce the plaza's environmental footprint, increase its energy resiliency, and decrease its reliance on fossil fuels. And to that end, it was announced this summer that solar arrays in central New York will be utilized to eventually provide up to half of the plaza's electricity needs. To discuss this green overhaul, we're checking in with Gil Quiñones, CEO and president of the New York Power Authority, which is the agency co-leading this initiative. Welcome back to the show, Gil.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate you having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. So, for starters, before we talk about the future energy transformation of the Empire State Plaza, I'm hoping you can sort of set the baseline for where we are in terms of the energy consumed right now by the Albany Complex and where that power comes from.
The power comes from the grid, but the good news is that over the last 5-6 years, that facility, along with many other state government buildings, participated in a program called Build Smart New York, which NYPA administered. And over that time, those state buildings, including this one, have reduced their energy use intensity by 20%. So that's the good news.
So I think the plaza supports about 13,000 employees, give or take. So how much energy is needed, even in the wake of that decrease, to keep the lights on and the computers running on a workday?
Well, it's still a lot, but there are still plenty of opportunities to green the Empire State Plaza and to make sure that it is a symbol for government to lead by example, since it is our seat of government. And, you know, we are doing a very comprehensive energy audit, as you had mentioned, to figure out how do we reach the goals of our state of 70% renewable energy by 2030 and carbon-free electricity by 2040 while doing that in the most efficient way.
So starting next year in Oneida County, 7 solar arrays are going up across 150 acres of land, which will eventually supply the plaza with up to half of its power needs. What led to the selection of this project, which is scheduled to be completed in 2023?
Well, it's the perfect site. There's about 150 acres where you can put solar panels that will produce up to 30 megawatts. 1 megawatt, roughly, can serve about 1,000 typical homes in New York. So by doing this project, about half of the requirements, electricity requirements of the Empire State Plaza will be provided with renewable energies.
It's interesting to hear you call it the perfect site because while it sounds like there's a lot of land, it's also about 90 miles, nearly 100 miles away from Albany. So how did that end up happening? What was the connection there that made you think, Oneida County, you know what, that's where we should be getting our power from?
Well, it's a land controlled and owned by OGS.
Mm-hmm.
And then OGS also is the entity that controls the Empire State Plaza. So that made it ideal to have something that they own support another facility that they also own.
Are there any transmission obstacles that you have to overcome in order to get power the approximately 100 miles from Oneida County to the plaza?
There are no transmission issues. So this particular facility can inject to the grid.
Mm.
And so what we're really doing here is to match the requirements of this solar facility with the Empire State Plaza use of energy. So in reality, the electrons produced doesn't necessarily, you know, travel from Oneida to the Empire State Plaza, but they are matched. You know, the grid is one integrated system. So if we produce renewable energy that is matched to the use of Empire State Plaza, that's how we account for the supply of solar energy.
So if this solar project is going to meet or at least offset half the energy needs of the Empire State Plaza, how are you hoping to eventually meet the other half of the plaza's power needs?
Well, we first of all, we need to do this energy audit to really make the plaza as efficient as possible, to use as low and less energy as possible while being able to perform its function. After that, we have to look at other sites. It could be rooftops. It could be another site owned by OGS somewhere around the state that we can then match for that remaining need to bring them to 70% renewable by 2030 and carbon-free electricity by 2040.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Gil Quiñones, the CEO and president of the New York Power Authority. Has there been any discussion about the merits of utilizing geothermal power to keep the lights on at the plaza?
There were talk about, can we use the temperature of the and the energy content of the Hudson River?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can pipe water and use that for cooling. And when it's wintertime, you can use it to supplement heating. That's been looked at. We're going to continue to look at that, but it's very complicated and expensive to do so. So that will be one of the aspects, I'm sure, that will be covered in this energy audit.
Does the complication and expense make this a less attractive option than it might otherwise be?
We don't know. We should do the audit, and we should compare it to other alternatives.
Well, let's turn our attention then to the audit, which is supposed to take about 18 months. This sounds like a very extensive project, more complicated than, I guess, just finding gaps in insulation or changing light bulbs. So can you explain what this will actually consist of in terms of personnel and what they'll be doing for a year and a half?
Yeah, so there will be engineers that will be crawling all over every nook and cranny of the Empire State Plaza. They will do an inventory of all the mechanical and electrical systems of the building. So from lighting, heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems, chiller plants, boiler plants, motors and fans, and also the physical infrastructure, the envelope of the building, and to really understand in a very granular way how Empire State Plaza is using energy today, and then looking for alternatives to make it more energy efficient, and also how do we wean the Empire Plaza from using fossil fuels.
It sounds like the audit is going to be looking at the energy needs based on the way we use the plaza now, which is we have the Capitol, we have multiple agency buildings, we have the legislative office building, we have an arts venue there. Will there be any consideration given to maybe rethinking the deployment of the state workforce to the extent that maybe that would be the greenest solution if we didn't have 13,000 people packed in one spot? Will that be part of the conversation at all? Maybe other ways to deploy this workforce in a potentially more greener way?
Not in this audit, but
okay.
That's a good point that you're raising, because the effects of COVID, many institutions, not just government, but in the private sector, are trying to figure out what will be the future model of the workplace. You know, you've heard the term hybrid, and therefore the real estate need of institutions, government and private sector, will change over time. What this audit will provide, though, it's going to be a baseline. So once we have a baseline and that, you know, mode of workplace will evolve over time, this baseline can then be adjusted and you can apply scenarios. So it will be useful as a tool going forward.
Based on some of the press releases I saw about this project as well as the solar project, it seems like the state has been thinking about ways to become more energy efficient and green at the plaza for about 2 years now, dating back to 2019. So why is this audit kicking off now? Is this something that could have theoretically been done earlier, or were there ducks that you had to line up before you could get to this point?
Yeah. Well, we did some audits in the past, which then resulted to many of these projects, right? We're doing the solar in Oriskany. We are replacing their emergency generators with state-of-the-art and low-noise, low-emission emergency generators. And that's very beneficial because the communities in and around the Empire Plaza have been burdened with the pollution coming out of those old diesel clunkers every time they were tested or used. So replacing them with super efficient will reduce pollution in the neighborhoods. We've worked very closely with the communities around the plaza to make that happen. We're also replacing one of their chillers. It's a natural gas-fired chiller into an electric chiller, again, reducing fossil use in the building. And also, you will see more and more LED lighting. They use less energy, and they last a lot longer.
Those diesel generators that are being replaced, those are still being replaced by diesel generators, just, what, newer, cleaner-burning ones?
Correct. And unfortunately, there aren't any renewable emergency generators that's available. That's still not the state-of-the-art technology. But what we are putting there are the cleanest and the quietest version of emergency generators. And as by its name, it's only going to be used during emergencies to keep the Empire Plaza resilient and reliable.
Was there any consideration given to moving those generators away from a residential area and maybe even putting them on the plaza?
No, I think the location itself from an engineering perspective is the optimal location. What we needed to do was to make sure that they are of the quietest type and of the cleanest type. And that's what we're accomplishing here. In fact, we just demolished the smokestack of the former Answers plant there, which is a good symbol that, you know, this is really a much cleaner system and should reduce pollution and emissions in the neighborhood.
And finally, the audit has an end date of 18 months from now, but do you anticipate that you'll glean information that can be utilized prior to the end date of that audit?
Oh, absolutely. The audit will be looking at a lot of mechanical, electrical, and building systems. So as we complete one phase, for example, if we look at the mechanical systems first, and we know exactly what we need to do there, we're going to commence engineering and work in that section and then go on as we go forward. Yeah, no, we're not waiting until the end before we implement common sense initiatives.
Is there any part of you that's a little jealous of the engineers who are going to get to, like you said, crawl around every nook and cranny of the plaza? Do you kind of, you know, wish you could just hang up the suit for a day or a week or a month or two and just join them wherever these people are going in the plaza?
Absolutely. Dave, I'm a mechanical engineer.
Right.
And I actually started doing that back when I was working for Con Edison. So I used to do this energy audit in New York City, and I've crawled into many nook and crannies of high-rises in New York City doing this type of work. Absolutely. It's great work.
Well, we've been speaking with Gil Quiñones. He's the CEO and president of the New York Power Authority. Gil, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
And for a little additional context about the Empire State Plaza's energy needs, NYPA informed us that peak demand can reach 20 megawatts. And for listeners, we all remember, 1 megawatt, that's about 1,000 residential homes.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.